Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Martha Johnson, who created the play My Father's War, which will be presented at the Washington Community Center this weekend.
My Father's War is coming to Washington after being in Mount Pleasant and Burlington. Can you tell people about the play, what it is?
It's letters that my father wrote my mother in throughout the trip across France and into Germany. The play starts 30 days after D-Day when he landed on the French soil. And he was with the communications, the Signal Corps of the Third Army. So he was traveling with Patton's army across Europe, really with the headquarters. So they were real close. They weren't on the front lines, but they were very close to the front lines.
And what made you decide to do this, to create this play?
It told a story kind of itself, you know. It's a love story, basically, but it's a lot of history. And after reading them a time or two, you can kind of get a feel of another space and another place and another time where things were much harder as far as life goes. And, you know, the things that we consider everyday things just weren't in existence back then.
And in my time working on the show, I feel like I've gotten to know Charles. Who do you think should attend? Who do you think this would appeal to?
Well, I really think everybody should see it because, you know, the older people will remember a lot of the references as far as, you know, songs that were famous then and the way you were living and your, you know, way of life. Younger people would appreciate, well, you know, it's history. They need to know how different it was, you know, just 70 years ago, which is less than a lifetime ago. And the really younger people, you know, high school kids, it would be wonderful because, it might help them appreciate how easy they have it, how much they have, and how big the war was and how much destruction and how people lived through that time.
Hearing the stories and reading the letters and then seeing it portrayed on stage, what is it like to actually see the play come to life?
Well, you know, it's about my father, but when I see other people do it, it's really not about him. It's about everybody. You know, you get the feeling, I don't think of it as my father. I think of it as just any soldier that's away on the other side of the world. The letters that he wrote, you know, my mother didn't get them for over 2 weeks. So you don't realize, you know, in this day and age where we pick up the phone and talk to anybody in the world, that at that time when they were in danger in the middle of a world war, that the only way they could communicate with their loved ones were letters that took 2 weeks to get back and forth. So it was very different. I just look at it as a lot of the emotions and, you know, the things that he was going through in the show are what, you know, millions of Americans went through. It wasn't just him. It's just the way he said it, but how he was missing the family, how glad he was they were in America and not over in one of these countries, and how people were looking for food. He describes in one case about cabbage soup, you know, and how wonderful that was, you know, and it's like, who would think of cabbage soup as being wonderful? But if you've had, you know, nothing but rations for months on end, I guess it was. It's just very different.
The play features a cast of Aaron Williamson, Ben Stanton, and Alexandria Whitehall, with Will Hart singing the national anthem, and I'm directing the show. In addition, the F Troop Military Museum has World War II artifacts on display in the lobby, and a portion of the ticket sales will be donated to Eastern Iowa Honor Flight. Tickets are now available and can be purchased online at wctheater.com or by calling the box office. That's been today's Washington Page interview with Martha Johnson of Mount Pleasant, who created the play My Father's War with her father's letters home during World War II. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.